Hello.
Hi, good morning. Is this Joseph?
Yes.
Hi, Joseph. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. Of course, we do have your client interview scheduled for later on today. I did just get notification from our finance department that we were not able to process that payment of $299. It came back as an invalid account number. Now, I know that we did try to verify that number. I did read it back to you. But if you do have that card handy or if you have it from memory, I'd be more than happy to re-enter that. All I can see right now is the last four, the 6024, but I know it's a Visa card, so it starts with a four.
Yes, sir. Hold on just a second. I actually just had it. It's not in my truck. I don't know why it would have done that unless I said something wrong.
Or if I entered it wrong or read it back incorrectly, yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's specifically pointing towards the number not being correct.
All right, so, oh, I know what I did. Go ahead, I'm ready when you are. I messed up on the first four.
Oh, okay.
Because my personal debit card's 4357, I think that's what I told you.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
4852.
Okay.
6000.
Mm-hmm.
0007.
Mm-hmm. And 6024.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the first four were different, so I think you did swap them with the other.
I did.
The other card. But the December of 2027, that's accurate, and the code on the back of 225, that's all accurate.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me update that and refresh that, and then let me see if I can get that confirmation number here for you. So on this card, it might be that you've got like some security protection on here. You might
that's
have
probably
to,
my bank, dude. Yep, yeah, I bet you it's my bank. Just shot me an email. Yep.
It is the correct number, but
it's it. No, it's have, just it's my bank. They're pretty touchy, but they give me a chance to tell them yay or nay.
Yeah, that I run into a lot, but it should be okay if you authorize that.
They can include purchase. Please tell them. Trying to read this, please. Man.
Sure.
Okay, it's wanting me to call them. Hold on, just you stay on the phone.
Okay.
There you go, but it should go through now. I just cleared it to them. Yes, by the text them back, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I did forget to ask you yesterday, but are you going to want to be found like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday? What?
I'll tell you the best. What are you talking about, business hours?
Yeah, for people to call you.
Typically 24/7 because you got to think a lot of times okay. They have emergency problems.
So you do emergency services like storm damage and things like that, dangerous limbs.
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. And are you accepting anything other than cash and check, anything like credit card, Venmo, PayPal?
I actually I'm in the process now. They're waiting to give me the approval. I got my application and all, and my bank actually offers a credit card reader.
Oh, okay. At this point, though, it's just cash and check?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Now, you will in a couple of minutes here receive those emails that I mentioned to you. One is your welcome email, and that's actually like a confirmation email. That did just go through, by the way. So you should get the welcome email in just a minute here. The welcome email is important not only because it has our client support information on there, it also will have your login credentials, so like your username and password. I can give that to you now, although you will get that by way of an email in a minute or two here. Your username has been set in our system, and you cannot change it. We have, though, made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access, and associate with your account. So it's your phone number. The area code is included, but just numbers. So there's no dashes, spaces, parentheses, none of that stuff. So your username is just 334-389-4696. And then right now your default password is CoolSplash, CoolSplash, all lowercase, no space. You can change your password at any time through your client dashboard. Now, you should have gotten the one email that I wanted you to look at. You will get that welcome email in a minute or two. You'll also get another email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but it's going to say things like photos of tools and equipment, photos of your service vehicle, again, any licensing or insurance, a business card. You know, obviously there's no like workplace, but Google's usually just fine with where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you send our way helps us prove to Google that you're a real business. But you did receive one email, and a text message should have been generated too, and it's the one that I actually wanted you to look at real quick here. It's the one that says local splash initial invoice. If you open up that one, it's going to say, hello, Joseph. Thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. And then a couple of sentences down, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that email and the two words, click here?
I'm looking for it now, buddy. I'm sorry. I'm running a little behind you.
That's okay. So click on the two words, click here, and it's hyperlinked. It's going to take you directly to the terms of experience, which is everything we went over yesterday in that kind of lengthy voice verification. Starts off as a blue field, but you can scroll through that. Google's going to be our main focus because it's everyone's main focus. But like I said, about 1 out of 10 people will be searching on Bing. We want you to get those phone calls too, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. We're going to be doing the Facebook page, Siri, or Facebook ads, I should say, using your Facebook page, Siri on a smartphone. Of course, we're doing the website at no cost. Now, you'll see the three boxes. We want you to click all three of them. I mentioned this yesterday. One that you're going to let us send SMS or text messages through the computer, and then one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and sign of the card, the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring. And then once you have all three of those boxes checked, that's when you click in the longer box and either copy and paste or type in your name. If you're typing it in, it does like the J and the N to be capitalized. It's case sensitive. But once you've got your name in that box, clicking on that confirm signature tab is going to let us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that we waived your setup fee, reduced the rate, that we've included your website, etc. It will also allow us to do the NAPW audit, the first one. Name, address, phone number, website, make sure any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. Joseph, you'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it takes you to a login screen. If you do
that's
see
where
that,
I'm in there.
You don't have to go that next step though. Our automated system simply thinks that your tracking system, your client dashboard is already active, so it's asking you to log into it. If you did it now, you're just going to get a message saying we're still trying to set everything up, but you do have the login credentials. You'll also, let me just refresh my system and see. So the welcome email has been sent. That's the one that has your login credentials, but we are going to send a text and email once your tracking system is live. So, of course, we'll do your client interview later today. We'll create the content that we'll track, and then you'll get notification that the tracking system is live. So you certainly don't have to do it right now. Like I said, you will get an error message that we're still trying to set everything up. But other than that, like I said yesterday, a welcome aboard. If I am in between phone calls, when our technician calls you today at 3 o'clock, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you then. I will try to keep my phone line open late in the day, late in the week. I don't know if I'll be on a call or not, but I'll try to keep my phone line open so I can say a quick hello to you. If I am already on a phone call, our technician will call you. Like I said, it should be right at or just a couple of minutes after 3 o'clock. But like I said yesterday, we're excited to get this going for you. If you haven't already, start thinking about photos that you want us to put on your website, at least in the very beginning. Now, keep in mind that the maintenance, the updating of the website's included too, so we can always add additional photos later on down the road. There's never any additional cost for that. But other than that, I hope I am able to jump on that call when our technician calls you right at or maybe just a couple minutes after 3 o'clock this afternoon.
All right, brother. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you too, Joseph. You take care, and we'll be calling you a little bit later on.
All right, yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.